we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine.
Spunky, you're listening to the Shmoovecast. My name is Leah, and I don't have a second job anymore. Yes, that is my I don't have a second job anymore song. Okay, so finally got a new microphone, an external sound card, and I'm hoping this show sounds okay, and I'm hoping it's not all plosive heavy, and I'm hoping I don't sound like a robot and all that jazz. But I talked to a friend of mine. Well, I didn't talk to him. I text messaged a pal of mine the other day. We'll call him Dr. Gay, the Southern expat. And I asked him to send me some topics, thinking he's going to send me something lighthearted. And he sends me some pretty heavy stuff, which is good. I like heavy stuff. I like to talk about heavy stuff. In fact, if you may recall, episode number 4, I do talk about heavy stuff. Stuff like self-esteem versus honesty. There's a huge difference between self-esteem or between honesty and telling somebody what you think they want to hear. Well, of course there's a big difference, because when you tell somebody what you think, sorry, I think you just heard my zipper a little bit and it was loud. When you tell somebody what they want to hear, it doesn't work. But you can listen to episode 4 if you want to hear me talk about that. But one thing I think I'm going to do, which I mentioned on my last show, if you listen to it, is one day I'm going to do a heavy duty, a lighthearted show. The next one I'll do a heavy duty show. So last one was a pretty light show. It was hopefully my last with the robot sounds, but you never know. And so anyway, so now I'm going to start talking about some heavy stuff. Let's talk about aging and death, and the business of death, and that sort of thing. We'll see where it takes us. I'm not going to be so serious. I mean, I'm hoping to be a little lighthearted in the whole discussion. Because I think when it comes to death, you've got to have a sense of humor. I mean, death is the only thing that's certain for us. You know, it's the only thing we all, every single human being on this earth has in common. We will all be dead one day. And it's hard to think about. It is extremely hard to think about, because everybody has his or her own theory as to what happens. But, you know, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I have some beliefs. As I've mentioned on a previous podcast, I am a Christian. I do believe in the divinity of Christ. However, I would like to point out that I am Presbyterian. So, and I do vote, tend to vote Democrat. So, just so you know, I'm not, I have a problem with how Christianity approaches, how Christians in general approach things. It kind of scares me, the whole, well, we'll talk about religion another time. But anyway, believing in the divinity of Jesus Christ as I do, I don't know how I feel on the idea of what happens after we die. I almost think that there's no way that we just stop existing and we start become rotten, moldering stuff in the ground. It's just so hard to believe that. You know, we're just so complex. I mean, I don't like tomatoes, you know, but I like bacon, you know, and I don't know. It just seems like we're just too complex. We're too complex to just stop being, you know? We're so independent and independent. Individual is what I mean. It's just hard to believe, but at any rate, I attended a funeral last week, and it was a friend's grandmother, and I had met her a few times in the years, because this is a friend I've known for, gosh, 16 years now. Think about that. So it's a friend of mine I've known for a while. So I've met his grandmother and her grandmother a few times. But I'm sitting there, and it just reminds me of my own grandmother, which I'm not trying to take someone else's tragedy and make it all about me, but, you know, that's my focal point. They even played my grandmother's favorite hymn in the beginning. The very first hymn they played was my grandmother's favorite, which is Old Rugged Cross, which is a very Baptist sort of hymn. My grandmother was a Baptist. And so the funeral, it was, you know, I don't know. I have a hard time with them. I've always had a hard time with funerals. I didn't actually go to a funeral until I was in my late 20s, and my great-grandmother died. She had pneumonia, and she just never recovered. So that was ultra sad, because she had been at my family reunion about a month before, and she was there, and she played piano, and I missed it because I was a dumbass who just was sleepy. I didn't feel like driving all the way to Chattanooga for the family reunion. So I missed it, and therefore missed her, missed her playing the piano, which was sad. I was there for her birthday, so I did get to see her on her birthday, and that was nice. Very glad. I remember we all had cupcakes and chips and dip, and most of us, about three-fourths of us, ended up getting dizzy, pukey, sick. You know, so there's some kind of food poisoning that we got, but it was good to see my grandmother. And it was odd to compare her. She lived in a nursing home, and she was, you know, she was not poor, but, you know, she was a mountain lady, you know, she was country, you know, so she lived in one kind of a nursing home. My grandmother lived in a nursing home that was like Tara in Gone with the Wind. So it's like you go from cinder block walls to, hang on, I'm going to pause this for just a second and come back. So you go from, you know, the institutional cinder block walls, you know, and to, you know, the other side of the state, as well as the other side of, you know, what happens, what, you know, it was, you know, sweeping staircases and chandeliers and pools and beauty parlors. It's just so different. It really makes you want to think about your future. And that's hard to do. It's hard to think about your future because you think, well, what if I die tomorrow? You can't take it with you. You're speculating. You're essentially gambling that you're going to live long enough to reap the benefits of being retired. And I don't know. It's just rough. It's hard for me. I mean, when I started the job I'm in now, I was 22 years old. And I had to start mandatorily, if that's a word, contributing to my 401k, or 403b rather, which is hard to think about when you're 23 and you're like, I just want to go out and get drunk, man. But anyway, so I thought of my grandmother at the funeral, my friend's grandmother's funeral. And as I'm walking through, it's this sort of cemetery where they have the flat markers on the graves, and every now and then there's some, you know, thing. I also got to, while I was there, went to go see a friend of mine. Her grandfather died last June, so I went to go see him. But they've got the flat, you know, markers on the graves. And my grandmother, where she's buried, is the same thing. And for those of you who don't know, the reason why those exist, the reason why those are, is because it makes it easier for the mowing crew when they mow. It's all out of efficiency and landscaping, people. Like, my grandmother's, her marker has, last time I went, it had some marks on it. from we assume to be the lawnmower had left marks on it. I don't know. It's like the capital I. I don't know. The whole funeral industry just kind of freaks me out. My friend whose grandmother passed away pointed out to me, and the funeral home where her funeral was, I had been to a few months before, as I mentioned. And what they do is they do this really nice slideshow of pictures that you provide of the person's life with some music in the background. And so they provide, they do that. And then they sell you the DVD for $30. They sell you the DVD for $30. Now, it's really nice. It's a wonderful tribute. However, it's like a template. It's like they have this preset thing. They just drop the pictures in and produce another one. And it, I don't know. I mean, okay, I'm going to start crying because I'm talking about death and dying and I'm about to talk about my ex-boyfriend. He had an aunt and she was older. His parents were much older when he was born. And his aunt, I won't get into her life, but she knew she only had just a few months to live. She was given that prognosis, and it wasn't like something you could fight and get out. I mean, it was pretty much a done deal. She was going to pass away within a few months. So he says he wants to make a slideshow, and he wanted me to help him. So he hands me a CD of pictures of the family and also a CD of his mother and, you know, his aunt, of course, you know, and their family. They have, I think, 7 children in the family. They sing beautifully. I mean, they sing. They were singing, you know, old spirituals, and it was beautiful. So he hands me these CDs, and we spent a significant... You know what? I'm going to pause this for a second and get myself together and talk about this in a minute. Because it's like it's all hitting me at once. It's like my grandmother and, you know, Mama Atkins, my great-grandmother, and then my friend's grandmother, and then... Oh, God... And this is me on Zoloft. Can you imagine me not on Zoloft? I would have started crying. Let's see, I've been talking for 12 minutes. I would have started crying 11 minutes ago. Actually, I probably would have started crying. But anyway. So I'll try to get through this. Anyway, so we spent a significant amount of time making this DVD. This is just so sweet. It just kills me. We spent a significant amount of time making this DVD of pictures of her and her family. And playing the music that he recorded of the brothers and sisters singing in harmony. It's beautiful. I wish I had the CD. But because they had some knowledge that she was going to die, he gave her a copy. Actually, I guess his mother gave her the copy. And she loved it. She got to see the tribute before she died. And it's not often that this happens, you know? It's not often that you get to, you know, I'm saying this with air quotes, plan your funeral, you know, or get a glimpse of what it's going to be like at your funeral. It's not everybody gets to do that. So, you know, it's kind of a blessing, I guess. I don't know. It's, anyway... So, I need to move on and not talk about this anymore. So, anyway, so she did end up passing away, and hang on just a second, please. So, I can't remember where I left off, but they showed the DVD at her funeral, and okay, this is where my mood's gonna turn. I made 10 copies of it. Of the DVD and gave it to him and to give to his mother. And I stopped talking to him about 2 months ago, and I still don't know if she got those DVDs, Which kind of pisses me off, because I spent a lot of time getting it together to give, you know, and I don't know. I'll talk about that relationship and why it failed. Maybe, I don't know, maybe in a couple of days. Maybe on Valentine's Day, because that's going to be a rough day. Oh, criminy crackers. It's going to be bad. So send your love greetings to me, please, by emails at comanche.red, comanche.red@schmoovenet. I'm sorry, let me start over. comanche.red@gmail.com. And so send me your messages of love. It's going to be a bad day for me, children. I'll have to go do some shopping that day to cheer myself up. It will be the 1 year anniversary that I got my first Coach purse, so, and the 1 year anniversary of the first good Valentine's Day I've ever had. But anyway, so yeah, so who knows what happens when we die? I'm interested to hear your theories. I just read this fascinating book about spiritualism, and I don't know, it makes me want to try and find a good medium, you know, who knows nothing about me, who doesn't do stupid tricks. Well, I'm not going to say stupid tricks, because there's some validity to them. Somebody who doesn't rely on tangible items to do readings, you know. Anyway, so that's what I want. And speaking of aging and dying and, you know, all that lovely stuff, I have got such old lady skin these days. I was looking at myself in the mirror on the way home because I was riding with my dad, and I had to put the thing down, you know, the visor down, and the mirror was on the back, so I just kind of looked at myself, and oh, my skin. It's so old, you guys. I'm only 30, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I still look younger. I hope I still look younger. Gosh, please give me validation. If you can, go to schmoovenet.com and tell me how pretty I am. Tell me how lovely I am. Email your messages of love to comanche.red@gmail.com. Anyway, let's not make this all about me. Let's talk about you. How are you? How are you doing? But anyway, let me talk, since I'm on the subject of that, I want to talk a little bit about when my grandmother passed away, because I just talked about my great-grandmother and how I kind of regretted not going to the family reunion because it would have been my last time to see her. When my grandmother passed away, she had been ailing for some time. She was in a nursing. She started out in the early 80s, like 82 or 83. She started out in a retirement apartment. Whoa, goodness. I hope that didn't come through. Somebody just logged off Instant Messenger and it nearly deafened me. But, so she had been ailing for some time. Like I said, she started in the retirement apartment in 83, and she moved after her 90th birthday in 95. When she was 95, she still lived an independent living in this retirement community. It wasn't until the late 90s that she ended up in assisted living. You know, still not in nursing care. And then the last few years of her life, she was in nursing care. And it was hard to see her. So, anyway. So, when she passed away, it was a blessing. It really was, because she was in such pain. And the last day I got to spend with her, she just gripped my hand so hard. like, just wouldn't let go. And every time I tried to get away, I mean, I took a day off work to go see her. And was going to spend as long as I needed to with her. And so I held her hand. And she wouldn't let me go. And she just wouldn't let me go. And finally, you know, and she would wake up. She'd fall asleep for a little while. And then she'd wake up and she'd say, oh, golly. I mean, she had to be in pain, emotional and physical. And she would just talk, you know, she'd just look at me, grip my hand, not tell me not to cry. And I mean, it's hard to understand her. And then she would ask, when I would try to back away, she would ask me not to go, not to leave. So I'd stay with her a little longer, and I held her hand the whole time they fed her lunch. And then came the time that they had to change her diaper, because she was wearing adult diapers at this point. And, so they changed her diaper. I stayed in the room with her, and I said, Grandma, I gotta go. And she was about to take her nap, and she said, okay, goodbye, baby. And that was the last time I got to talk to her. Because she died about 9 days later. And, yeah. So it was a good ending, you know. At least I got some good closure with her. And I love her and I miss her to this day, obviously, or else I wouldn't be crying my ass off like I'm a moron. No, I'm not a moron. Grieving is normal. Anyway, so, I'm going to pause this for a second. So after the funeral, there's always the big meal, which is probably, and this is like saying the best part of being kicked in the testicles, but it's probably the best part of the mourning process, because you get to spend time with people who loved the deceased, for lack of a better term, and you get to, I don't know, every funeral I've been to that I've been at the meal after, it just, everybody remembers, everybody's smiling and laughing and just remembering the great things about the person. And it's just so great. It's just such a celebration of, which is the way funerals should be. You need to celebrate that this person existed and that this person lived and you were impacted by this person's actions. You know, you need to, it's sad that the person's gone, but at least you got to know that person, you know? So anyway, so the day after my grandmother's funeral, I played records on her record player, which, if I haven't told you this story, didn't work. Yeah, I mean, it worked, but it had a short in it somewhere. You had to jiggle handles and do all kinds of crazy stuff to get it to play a record. But the day after she died, actually, no, it started the day I went to see her in the hospital, or at the nursing home, and then I came home and played her records, and they played just fine, and it hadn't played just fine in the time I'd had it, and then it played just fine the day after she died, and I made her chocolate chip cookies, because she always had chocolate chip cookies in her cookie jar whenever we'd go visit her when she lived in the house in Raleigh, Tennessee. So, anyway, so that's what I did. That was my morning. And, so, here we are. Heavy subject, but, and next time I'm gonna be more lighthearted. Okay? Next time we'll get back to the pop culture mess. But I do think it's good to talk about heavy things once in a while, you know, and it's good to talk about death because, you know, it's inevitable. it happens. So, anyway, y'all have a good night. Until next time, just hug somebody you love. You know? Don't want to do that trite. You never know if you're ever going to see them again, but you seriously don't. So tell somebody you love them. Give them a hug. Send me your messages of love. My name is Leah. My website is www.schmoovenet, schmoovenet.com. My email is Comanche, comanche.red@gmail.com. And what else is there? Oh, music.podshow.com for all your PodSafe music needs. The song I use is called Glass of Wine by the New Autonomous Folk Singers, who rock. So go to my website. If you want to, put your pushpin on my virtual map. You know, be my MySpace friend. I'm always interested to see who listens to the show. I look at my logs to see who does, and it's always interesting to see where people are from. But I'll talk about that next time. So, y'all have a good weekend. Or a good week. I may try to do another show later this week. Bye.